The very essence of entrepreneurship can really be described as transformation. On one hand, the entrepreneur is bringing something into existence that did not previously exist. But the mindset of the entrepreneur is to transform, is to radically change the very fabric of something to turn it into something else. And at the core of that is the sense of improvement. Thanks for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Carter, and I think it's no secret to say that I am obsessed with the entrepreneurial mindset. I am obsessed with what is at the core of this mindset, which is truly a sense of radical transformation. In fact, if you ask me my mission, I'll tell you that my mission is to develop the entrepreneurial mindset in all learners so they are radically transformed to impact their lives. And there's a lot of key words in that mission statement. A good mission statement should be like a suitcase that you can quite literally unpack and lay out. And I want to focus today's podcast on that word transform, the word transformation. Now, there's lots of definitions of this word floating around, but I'm going to share with you a definition that I think rings true when we talk about transformation in the spirit of entrepreneurship. And here it is: transformation, a complete change in the appearance or character of something or someone, especially so that that thing or person is improved. I'm going to read that again. A complete change in the appearance or character of something or someone, especially so that that thing or person is improved. It does not stay the same. It changes. We, with the entrepreneurial mindset, should be obsessed with continuously improving, continuously getting better. That's why I talk so much about having a personal growth plan, knowing where we're going, and every day working on those small daily habits that will create that sense of improvement to get us to where we want to go. But you see, transformation is so much more powerful than just slow, tedious improvement. Transformation is about making something new. It is about transforming something into something else. It is that spirit of creation. That is what is at the core of this. And I was reminded recently, actually by my wife, as she was reading a book about health and eating habits and so on and so forth, I was reminded about a lesson that I learned in science class way back in high school about cells in our body and the replication of those cells, how those cells are constantly dying off and being replaced. Now, the statistic that I found so startling was that our body, our entire body, every aspect of our body is completely remade by cell regeneration somewhere between 7 and 10 years. 10 years for your bones, a little less than that for everything else. But if we say 7 to 10 years, you pretty much have an entirely new body. Your body is transformed. There is a transformation going on that we are not even aware of. But I want to focus our transformation on the transformation of our mind. You see, the physical transformation is always at work. Your body is always transforming. But our mind is where we have the choice. We have the creative control over transforming our line of thinking. I'm going to share with you a verse from the Bible that powerfully illustrates this concept. It comes from the book of Romans and the 12th chapter. It says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, the pattern of the world is something that allures all of us. The pattern of the world says, oh, you had a hard day at work. You deserve to sit down and watch some Netflix. Or you deserve to binge eat that entire bag of Doritos. You know, kick back, relax. Oh, it's been hard. You know, I can't believe they're making you work so hard. You need some time off. You need to rest. Now, please hear me. I am certainly a proponent of rest. I am certainly a proponent of kicking back and relaxing when necessary. But if we are to experience true transformation, If we are to renew our mind, we must be obsessed with continuous improvement. We must focus on our mindset. And our mindset will be key to the true transformation of the spirit of entrepreneurship. If we make this first and foremost our goal, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, we then become obsessed with our intellectual growth, our spiritual growth, our relational growth. We think about our physical growth differently. And what we do is we see that who we are today is not who we will be in 10 years. You see, in 10 years, we will have a brand new body. A brand new body. Our cells will have regenerated. The question is, will we have a brand new mind? Will we take and apply the skills of transformation in the form of a mindset in such a way that we are better, we are improved, we are the 2.0 or 3.0 version of ourselves? You probably heard this quote often, that we overestimate what we can do in a year, but we underestimate what we can do in 10 years. Let's not fall victim to that. Let's not be sitting here 10 years from now saying, oh, I wish, or oh, if only. We need to eradicate the if onlys. We need to make the if onlys the let's goes. We need to say, this is where I'm going. This is how I'm going to get there. And then break it into those small daily habits that will make that a reality. And I believe wholeheartedly that transformation happens when we commit to the path of impact, when we commit to this idea that we will have these small daily changes, just like your cells are experiencing daily change and regeneration, yet at the microscopic level, it is that amount of change that, if applied daily, will transform and renew our mind over time. The entrepreneurial mindset is not just about starting a business. Like, I believe it more than most. I believe that starting a business is important. I believe it's important to chase dreams and to apply passion and perseverance to that. But I believe even more that thinking like an entrepreneur will set us up for success in every walk of life, because the entrepreneur is focused on improvement, on radical transformation. How do I know this? Well, the spirit of entrepreneurship derives itself from the desire to solve a problem. And when a problem exists, that problem is basically giving us an opportunity for improvement, to transform something from a negative into a positive experience. Therefore, at the core, entrepreneurship is transformation. But the entrepreneurial mindset is the transformation of ourselves, so that we approach the problem with the spirit of opportunity seeking. In other words, we transform ourselves so we can then in turn transform the world. That is what is at the core of the entrepreneurial mindset. Let's go.